Shemoichel Kroivim, that you could even sell your daughter to Kroivim. And here it's a bigger Kiddush. Like, even though Kedushin is not Tophet, you could sell your daughter to your own uncle, to your own brother, even though there the Kedushin is not Chal at all. Still the Mechir is Chal. Now the Gemara says, but like dinner, really it's a Svara. And Moichel L'Psul, the father could sell it to Psulim, lo yimachren l'Kroivim, since for sure be able to sell it to Kroivim. So Gemara says, no, here's the difference. Ma l'Moichel L'Psulim, Shem Rots l'Yayid m'Yayid. L'maisa, if the master wants to marry you, even though it's an Issa, the Kedushin is Chal. By Chai V'Lavin, we say, even though you're not supposed to, but if you do marry her, the Kedushin is Chal. So that's why you could sell her. You're machrenu l'kroivim, but you still want to tell me the master, the father could sell her to a korov, to a mishpacha, shim rotz l'yayid and a miyayid, that there, if the mishpacha, which is usually a chai v'krisus, a brother, a chai v'krisus, that there, even if the master, the brother, wanted to marry her, the kedushin would not be chal at all. So maybe there you can't sell, because maybe you could only sell your daughter to an amar riya in a case where it's possible for the master to marry her, where it's possible to make yid. On this amakra, therefore we need a pasuk to tell us not like that. Amakra liyama, we need a pasuk liyama malam that comes to teach us shemaychol akravim, that the maisa, the father, has the right to sell his daughter for an amar riya, even to kravim, that it's not possible to make kind of the mitzvah of yid. For Rameya says, Lipsulim nafkulem hechad nafkulem rab leza. Rab Meir holds true. The word psulim I learn out from where you learn out in Rabbi and Adonel. But the kravim, sublok rabbonin. The loch of kravim, he holds like the rabbonin. The yamid, the rabbonin hold, ain moichul the kravim. You're not allowed to sell your daughter to a karav. Because it has to be possible to make the mitzvah yid. And by a karav, a chai v'krisus, the kedushin is not chal, the mechir is not chalida. Tana Chada, one price you learned, Merchel Liyaviv, you can sell it to your father, be Merchel Liyaviv, you can sell it to your son. But Tanya, the other price says, Ain Merchel Liyaviv, so Mishlaim, Ain Merchel Liyaviv, it's very good, it's very good. You can't sell to Kroivim. Ella Merchel Liyaviv, how could that be? Be Merchel Liyaviv, come on, who's that go like? Your father's also a Kurv. How could you sell it to your father? Merzmad, like Rabbanon, like Rablaza. The other one, Rabbanon. Mighty Rabbanon, Hechadikat Tzad Yid. Where there is a Tzad Yid, then it's good. So Rashi says, "Kishemarku liyaviv yeshloi ben liyayido lepenoi devilo bas ochiv." In other words, when you sell it to your father, there it's good, because even though your father can't marry her, but your father's son can marry her. Your father's son, that's like his niece. A person's allowed to marry his niece. So therefore, since it's possible to make yid there, therefore he owes. You could sell to your father. Mashenkin, to your own son, there's no way. To your own son, there's no way your daughter can marry your son or his son down the line. There's no way there the mechir is not chal at all. Alright, stop here. You're holding that chof from Aleph. Again, now we're going to listen, drop less much right before the two dots. Again, Tony Chod, the one brayse we learned, Mochru Liyoviv, V'yein Mochru Lebenoi. You could sell a number of Riyah to your father, but not to your son. V'tan Yiduch, Ein Mochru Liyoviv, V'loy Lebenoi, that the father cannot sell his daughter, not to his father, or not to his son. Tomorrow says, Bishloim, Ein Mochru Liyoviv, V'loy Lebenoi, Kirabonin. That's very good. That you could only sell your daughter to somebody that's possible, the mitzvah yid, that he can make kedushin. But that your son can't make kedushin, or your father, therefore you can't sell her. That's like the Rabbanan Shita. Elo moichro liyoviv, but that's what the Brisa says, the difference, that you're allowed to sell her to your father. But v'yein moichro lebenoi, you cannot sell her to your own daughter. Father cannot sell his own daughter to his son. The question is, come on, who's this go like? Nechur leike Rabbanan, it's not like the Rabbanan, because according to the Rabbanan, he can't sell her to your father either. For like Rebbe Lezer, according to Rabbi Lezer, it should be mutter to sell both ways. Because he uses the extra word l'amah, that even though it's where Kedushin is not chal. So Gemara says, I'll tell you li'olam ki Rabbonin, that this price that truly goes according to the Rabbonin Shita, not like Rabbi Lezer. Therefore, the Benoi is also. But Moida, the Rabbonin hold, Moida Rabbonin heichad yikot sad yid. This price holds that the Rabbonin agree that you could sell your daughter for l'amah to your father. Because since you sell it to your father, true, your father can't make kedushin with her. Your father can't be miyayit her. But your father's brother could. In other words, your brother could marry your daughter. So therefore, since it's possible at sad yid, that if you sell your daughter to your father,
So now your father, to have another son, so that son could marry your daughter. So therefore, since it's possible to have a tzad yid, therefore the mechir is chal. Turn around, Rabbanim. Look at a price like this. The pasuk says, in begapa yovoi begapa yaitza. If the Eved Ivri came in alone, he goes out alone. That means begufa nichnas, with his body he came in, and begufa yaitza, with his body he goes out. We'll soon explain, tomorrow we'll explain what this means. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Yechidi nichnas, it means he comes in by himself, Yechidi, single, is Yechidi Yaitse, he goes out single. So Mar explains now, my begufa nichnas begufa Yaitse. What does the first pshat mean, that he comes in with his body and he goes out with his body? Omar Rava, Rava says, Loimer, come to teach us, Sheino Yaitse Barosha Yevorim Ki Evid. He does not go out like an Eved Kenani, where if the master hits or knocks out his eye or his ears or Rosh Yevorim or his teeth, that he goes out free. So the halach here by an Eved is not that way. It means he came in with his body, he goes out with his body. Omalei Abaye, Abaye said back, Hahu, this Jerusha to say that if you knock out the eye of Yevet Ivri, he does not go out free. So Gemara says, Miloi Seitze Ketzeis HaVodim Nafka. We had this drasha before. It says by an Omar of Riyo that she does not go out like Avodim, like an Eved Kenani. And we said, what does it mean to say that an Omar of Riyo does not go out with Shein Vayin? And Omar of Riyo and Eved Ivri is the same halacha. So we know already that an Eved Ivri does not go out free with the Rashi Evorim. So what does the Pasuk here mean? Begapo Yetze, Begapo Yovoi, Begapo Yetze. So Mar says like this, in my house, from this pasuk alone, from Eloi Seitzik Tzei Savodim, have, I mean, I would have thought to say, Neisav Leidim Eynei V'Nefek. I would have just thought to say that an Omar Ri is not like an Eved Ivri, an Eved Kenani. An Eved Kenani, if the master knocks out his eye, so the master does not have to pay him for the eye. All he does is that he goes out free. So I would have thought by an Eved Ivri, maybe it's more than that. That by an Eved Ivri, the master, first of all, has to pay him the money, the value of his eye, and also he goes out free. That's what I would have thought to say. But the apostle just says, Miloi Seitzei Ketei Sabodim, that she does not go out the same way a Shivcha Kenanis goes out. So the same way maybe only means that a Shivcha Kenanis does not get paid for her eye. Maybe an Om of Ri is supposed to get paid, but maybe still she goes out. Kamash Malon. That's why we need this first pasuk now of in begapa yovo begapa yaitse means no, that he came in with his body, goes out with his body, to mean to say he does not go out with Rosh Eivor. And that's this extra pasuk like in begapa yovo begapa yaitse, that the same way he came in, he goes out, mashmud is that there's no new yitziyah. So I come to teach us, he does not go out free with Rosh Eivor. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Oimer, he dashes a little bit different. The pasuk means Yechidi Nichnas, he came in alone, is Yechidi Yetzah, he goes out alone. My Yechidi Yetzah, what does it mean he came in alone? Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Hochi Kama, this is what the pasuk means to teach us. Yesh La Isha, if this Eved Ivri had a wife from before, he was already married, Ubonim, and he has children already, then the Locher is Rabbi Moisela Shivcha Kenanis. Then the Locher is the master of this Eved Ivri, has the right to give him a Shivcha Kenanis to live with, to have children from. Eilo Yishu Bonim, but let's say the Eved Ivri does not have children before, does not have a wife, then the locher is, Ein Rabbi Moisla Shivcha Kenanis, that the rabbi is not allowed to give him a Shivcha Kenanis. Like this, a regular Jew is not allowed to live with a Shivcha Kenanis. But the Torah is matter, and Eved Ivri is allowed to live with a Shivcha Kenanis. That's a Heter HaTorah. That's a Din Eved Kenani. But the Dashna from this pasuk though, when do you have that heter? Only if he has a wife from before. But if he doesn't have a wife before, it's also for him to live with a Shivcha Kenanis. So that's the drasha in Begapa Yova. Begapa Yetz means if he came in alone, he has to go out alone. Means if he wasn't married before, the master is not allowed to like marry him off. The master can't marry him off. Turn around, buddy. We learn like this. Nimchar b'mono, let's say the Eved Ivri, the person sold himself for $100. Now, v'shbiach, and after a year or two, his value went up, he's worth much more right now. V'yom adal masayim, now this Eved is worth $200. So, minayin, how do we know, shein mechashvin loy elamono? like, let's say, after working for 2 years, now the Eved Ivri wants to buy himself free. So up until now we learn that each year is like 1/6 of your value. So if you worked already 2 years, you worked already 2/6, so you only have to pay now 4/6, you only have to pay 2/3 now to free yourself. So how do we know that even though now you're worth much more, still after 2 years, we still keep the cheshbon of the price you were sold for? If you sold for $100, you still have to go according to that cheshbon, that you have to pay 4/6, that's all. Shenamah, the pasuk says, Mikesev miknosoi, means the pidyon, when you buy yourself free, you go according to the cheshbon how much you were sold for. Even though later you're worth more, it doesn't make a difference. You go after mikesev miknosoi, the money that was spent to buy you, that's the cheshbon, 1/6 of that is for each year's work. So if you worked already 2 years, you take off 2/6, and the other 4/6 you have to pay to free yourself. What about the opposite way? Let's say nimka b'masayim. Let's say first the seven was sold for $200. V'hichsif, and then it became worse. V'omad almona, and now he's only worth $100, that's all. So minayin, how do we know, shein mechash v'lo yelamona, that if the eved wants to sell himself, now like if the eved wants to buy himself free, we look as if he's only worth $100, and we make the cheshbon according to how much he's worth now. As far as, let's say he was only sold for $100. So if he worked already for 2 years, and he only has 4 more years to work, so we make the cheshbon as if he was first bought for $100. And it's 4/6 of $100, that's all. Like we go to Kula. So Talmud Leiman, this the pasuk says, Kefi Shonov. It says, Kefi Shonov, Mashma Miyit, you go after the years that he has to work. How much the year right now is worth? You go both to each year the way it's worth right now. Ein liyele eved hanimka liyele kechovim. This is only the pasuk here so far, Mikesel Miknosa Gefishonov, is talking about where the Jew was sold for an eved to a guy. So there I could say a svaro, hoyu v'nigal b'krovim, since the Torah gave a special mitzvah that the relatives are supposed to go and free him, therefore yodala tachtoina. Therefore we say maybe the Eved has the upper hand, and he doesn't lose out, he only gains. Whether he got worth more, whether he got worth less, he always gains on the deal. But what's going to be Nimka Yisrael? Let's say a regular Eved Ivri that was sold to another Jew. Minayin, how do we know there that if the Eved after 2 years wants to buy himself free, he has the upper hand? So is Lekula for him. Whether he's worth more now, you go after the price he was sold for. And if he's worth less now, you go after the price he's worth now. How do we know these halachas apply even to a regular Eved Ivri? Talmud Leiman, this we learn out. The pasuk says, Sochi is Sochi L'Gzeira Shova. There's L'Gzeira Shova, it says the word Sochi by Mechira L'Yakum, and it says Sochi Mechira L'Yisroi, learn out one from the other. Omer Abaye, Abaye said, Hareini ki ben Azai b'shuk Tveria. He said, like, I'm like ben Azai now, the way he was in the shuk in the streets of Tveria. Which means to say, he felt like it was very, he had a good day that day. So Rashi says, when he had a clear head, he used to say like this, as if to say, any question you want to ask, you could ask me right now. The way Ben Azai used to do in Tveria, he used to say, whoever has a question, could come and ask me. So Skitz Abaye said this, whoever has a question, could come and ask me. So one of the Rabbanas went to ask Abaye and said, Michti, let's see, Hani Kroi, these psukim, we just had 2 psukim, that when an Eved Ivri wants to buy himself free, that we go Lekula, his hand is the upper hand. The question is, there are 2 psukim, true, Ikula Medrashinu Lekula, the Ikula Medrashinu Lechumra. The Chura, both psukim, you could dash in them Lekula or Lechumra. So how do you know to dash in which way? My chaz is the dashinu Lekula, who told you to go Lekula, to dashinu Lechumra. Maybe go the opposite way, Lechumra. One pasuk says we go after the value the way he was sold for. And one pasuk says kifishon to go the way he's worth now. But maybe the opposite. Maybe when he got worth more now, you have to go lechumra for him and pay how much he's worth now. And maybe when he got worth less, then also you go lechumra and make him pay how much his sale was worth. So how do you know to say you go lechumra for him? Maybe both psukim are going lechumra for him. But there are 2 ways to dash him. The psukim just say, sometimes he has to buy himself free according to the value he was sold for, and sometimes he goes out free according to the value that he's worth right now. Sadly, not to say it's for his benefit, maybe it's for the master's benefit. So Mara says, let's talk about this, you can't think. Since the Torah was the Mekel for an Eved Ivri, So it's like the Torah gave the upper hand to the Eved Ivri. What's the proof? The Tanya, we learned like this. The Pasuk says, Ki toiv lo imach. That the Eved Ivri has to be good with you. You have to be good to him. So we dash an imach b'maycha. You have to give him good food. The imach b'mishta. That means to say, good with drinking. Shalai tayata eicha pas nekiyav yoicha pas kibber. You can't let him eat a new bread, and you eat an old, and you eat a new bread, and he eat an old bread. Ata shaysa yayin yoshen. That you should drink old wine. Vu, and he give you Eved Ivri to drink. Shaysa yayin chodesh. You're not allowed to do that. Ros ata yoshen gabi muchin. You'll sleep on katin, on good soft things. Vu yoshen gabi ateven. And him, you let him sleep on top of the hard straw. That you can't do that. And the Kan number from here was learned that said that the klal is called Hakoin Eved Ivri. Whoever buys an Eved Ivri, you have to know, is Kakoina Odin Liatsmai. It's like you're buying a master for yourself. In other words, you have to be nice to him. You can't just push him around. You have to be nice to him. So therefore, it's a sfer to say, since the Torah wants the master to be nice to his Eved, it's a sfer the Torah goes Lakula for the Eved. It makes it easy for the Eved to buy himself free. So Mer says, no. V'yema, let's say, Hani mili li'inyan achila. When was this said only for achila? That the master has to give him good food to eat. Ushti, you have to let him drink well. Ki hechad le'letzarlei. You shouldn't give him any pain. Like, it's not nice that you're eating good and you're not giving him. That you can't do. But maybe holinyan pidya, maybe when you want to be paid to the Yevid, maybe nachmrolei. Maybe here the svara should go, is that we should be machmir, make it more harder for the Yevid. Why? Like, we should make a kanas for him. Why? Me the Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina. The Tanya would learn like this. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Oimer. Borei, come and see. Kama kosha avoka show shrius. How hard is it, how much punishment you get for the avoka, for being over the aveirom of shrius? Avoka is a lashon of like dust. In other words, it means even if you're only over the simple halakas of shrius, still the punishment is terrible. And Rashi says, avoka shal shrius means iser hakal shabo, a very easy iser. Ho'isa schari v'peroseo, if somebody does business with the fruits that grow on Shemitah. It's only a lava bomb chalasei. Because the Torah says, lo'ochlo, v'loy l'schara. With Ashton, the Torah says, you're allowed to eat these peris, but you're not allowed to do business with it. Yeah. So now, what does it mean? The Torah says, Odom noisev noisem peris shvius. A person that does the Aveira, that he does business, he buys and sells peris shvius, l'soif, at the end, he's going to come out, moichris metatlov. He's going to have to start selling his own utensils. Shenema, the pasuk right after Shemitah says, "Bishnas." First says, "Bishnas ha'yovel toshuv yeshal chaysei." That's yovel. Shemitah. The song right after that says, "V'chisim kruvim kolam isecha." When you're going to sell something to your friend, "Oikonim miyad isecha." You'll buy something from your friend, which means "Dovraniknim miyad liyad." That means something that's handed over. So the kids, it means you're going to be a little bit poor now, and you're going to have to start selling some of your utensils to have money. The Gemara says, "Lo hirgish." That's why the person doesn't realize that this was a peronius that came upon him. Like Hashem made advance for him, he has to sell his utensils. If he doesn't realize it, he doesn't do tshuva, l'soif at the end, moichares adosof, a worse thing will happen. He's going to have to start selling his property. Shenemar, the pasuk after that says, ki yomuch achicho mochem echazosai. If you become poor, and you'll sell your property. Loibos liyodai, if still he didn't do tshuva yet, atshe moichares beisai. Or come back, you'll even have to sell your house. Shenemar the pasuk later says, "Ki yimchor beis moisha bir chayma." So if you sell a house in an era that has a chayma wall around it, for the morrow, maishin osam the yom lahigush. By the second time, it just said that the person didn't realize yet that he did wrong. Or maishin ocha the yomar loibos liyodoi. How come here it doesn't say a lashon of loihigush? It says lashon loibos liyodoi, like it didn't come to him yet. Loibos mashme, it's going to come to you automatically. So Gemara says, "Kedir rafuna." Like Rafuna. The Yoma Rafuna. Rafuna says, Kivon sh'ovar odem aveira v'shonabo. If a person does an aveira once, and then he does it a second time, he repeats it, hutraloi. And mamish becomes like he's allowed to do it. It's like hutra to him, it's mutter to him. So the Gemara asks, hutraloi salka daitach? Can you say such a thing that he's allowed to do the aveira now? Of course he's not allowed to do it. Ella, what Rafuna meant to say is, nasis like heter. The pshat is, when a person does an aveira one time, he feels bad about it. And it's hard to do it a second time. But once he does it a second time already, then it's nothing for him to do it anymore. Then to him, it's like he's not doing anything wrong already. It takes away the pain of doing the aveira. So therefore, once you did the Avera twice already, like, for sure you're going to keep on doing it. So therefore, the Brisa goes on to say, though, that Leibos the other, if you didn't change yet, Ad Shemoycheres Bitoy. So to come out, you're going to have to sell your daughter yet for an Alma Vriya. Shenamah, the Pasuk says, V'chiyimkor Ish Es Bitoy Liyama. That this is a Pasuk in Shemois. This is not really a Pasuk, talking about here by Shemitah. But still, the Pasuk says that sometimes a father sells his daughter. Now the Gemara says, how do you know this applies to a person that did the Avera by Shvius? Because the Gemara says, V'yaf agav de vita like siva b'hayin yono, even though this Pasuk is in Shemois, this Indian of Amavriya. It's not what we're talking about over here by Shemitah, but still, Hokam Ashmalon. Did we hear, we learn out like this. Because the Svar is, Nezvan Inish Brate, a person if he's poor like, he should rather sell his daughter for an Amavriya, for loy nezib ribisa, and he should not borrow money with interest. That's the worst thing to do, to have to borrow money with interest. My time, what's the reason? Brata migroi v'nafka. You sold your daughter, okay, for 6 years she'll work, then she'll go out free. Or if you want, you can buy her free. But you're not losing anything. But behold, if you borrow money with ribis, moisofa v'yazla, it keeps on getting worse and worse and worse. Now, loy basul say, loy basli yadoi, achlava ribis. If you still don't do tshuva about your chet of shvius, he'll come out and eventually you're going to borrow money being over the issa shvius, of ribis. Shenema, the pasuk later, right after this says, v'chiyom ha'chicha, when a person becomes poor, omot yodo, and here's the fall, omot yodimach, v'samach lei, al tikach mita ribis. Says right away, the issa of ribis. So in other words, mashma from the chet of shmita, you'll come out to be over the issa of ribis. That's what the Gemara says. Once we see that a person is going to go so low to have to borrow money with ribis, for sure, before that, he went through that he had to sell his daughter for an amavriya. Because you're better off selling your daughter for an amavriya rather than to borrow money with ribis. But since the pasuk says he's going to end up borrowing money with ribis, that's what the Gemara says, for sure he already sold his daughter for an amav. Loibos liyod, if he doesn't stop yet, he didn't stop the cheta of ribis shmita yet, will come out and be so poor, he's going to even have to sell himself for an evad ivri. Shenema, the pasuk right after that says, that if you get poor and you'll sell yourself for an evad ivri. And loy lecho, not only to another Jew, elo leger, sometimes you'll be so bad off, you'll sell yourself even to a ger. Shenema, the pasuk says, la ger. Now what does a ger mean? For loy leger tzedek, it doesn't mean to a real good ger that was misguided, that's mekabel kol ha-teira, but rather elo leger toshev. It only means to a ger toshev, means he's still a guy. Ger toshev just means he sits next to us, means he's the mekabel not to be eved avoy dezara. Or some say means he's mekabel shev mitzvahs b'nei noach, but not more than that, he's still a guy. How do we know you leave and sell yourself to such a person? Shenem, when the pasuk says, ger toshev. Then the pasuk says, Mishpachas ger ze avikachovim. That if you sell yourself to a ger, it means you'll sell yourself to a guy. Kishuayma le'eker, what does the pasuk then say at the end, le'eker? Le'eker means,